Welcome to the Being the Church podcast, a special Christmas edition. In the few days leading up to Christmas, we will be hearing from some of our North Star staff team about what they love about Christmas. Perhaps you'll be able to relate to them, and we'll even dig into some spiritual significance behind some of the things that we all love about Christmas. We hope that you enjoy and that you have a very Merry Christmas yourselves. Welcome back to the Being the Church podcast, the continuing Christmas episodes, and today I am glad to be joined by Jeff Noble. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
We are excited about Christmas. It is coming up very soon, and today we are going to hear what Jeff loves about Christmas. So, Jeff, what do you love about Christmas?
I think I love everything about Christmas. I get really emotional at Christmas time. I love the movies. I love the lights. I love the food. We have a family in our church who makes like this snack box. I have kind of come to expect it. I hope I never have one of those Christmas vacation moments where it's like I get the Jelly of the Month Club instead. But I just love the opportunity to reflect. Like at North Star for December nights, we say our four purposes are to rest, reflect, rejoice, and renew. And I really do try to embrace those personally. Several years ago, one of my themes became slowing down Christmas. And when December 1 hit, I have this thing that I try to like intentionally bless someone every day. And whether that's through a text message or picking up the phone and calling someone or writing someone a thank you note or just like randomly, you know, in the community or something, just trying to do something to bless someone. But the point is like Christmas happens so fast that I really like to embrace the 25 days of Christmas slowly and intentionally. So today it's the, 17th? And I'm freaking out a little bit, like, what? I only have eight more days, and I'm a little bit stressed. Just because I want to make sure I'm slowing down and really drinking in each moment well to reflect just the joy of the season and the meaning of Jesus coming for us.
Yeah, that's great. It's a Christmas is one day, and sometimes you build up so much to that one day, and then it's there, and then it's gone, and it's right back to the grind. It's like January 1 happens, and then we're kicked back into the new year, and all the work and all the stuff that we didn't do over Christmas is like hitting us right in the face. So I think that's awesome to be able to slow down a little bit. My family growing up, my mom would have a string of hand-cut snowmen like hanging out in front of a window, but they were like, you could fold them over so there was something inside of each one. And so every day in the days leading up to Christmas, December 1 through 25, we'd open one and there'd be a new thing to do
that day. Yeah.
Some days it would be something really, you know, cool, like, hey, you know, we're going to go here and do this thing. And then some days you could, like, when I got a little bit older, I realized the days it was like, watch a movie.
Just to get you guys to hush.
Yeah, it's like more for maybe her than for us. But still, it was like a special way to like, hey, this is a special time of year. Let's keep it special. Do something to make it special. So I think it's really cool. What would you say is spiritual nuggets or significance that you ascribe to how you experience Christmas, what you love about Christmas? Just in general.
I think it's easy because our culture celebrates Christmas. And so it's really easy to be caught up in the movement, the lights, the events, like, hey, we need to go see the Nutcracker, or we need to go see this Christmas movie that's out, or we need to go look at the Christmas lights. And there's all of these like pegs that we stick in a wall saying, okay, we did that, we did that, we did that, so we can officially say we've experienced Christmas. And Christmas is about a baby in a manger. And so part of the constant challenge, I think, for Christians is to, experience all the lights, the food, the cookies, the goodness of Christmas, but experience it through the lens of humility and innocence and joy and wonder, and to constantly filter things through Christ. Our family still does playfully Santa. So we're not anti-Santa people. You know, our kids are in their 20s. They're married. They have kids now. And if they ever should say, well, we know who Santa is, we're always like, oh, you do? Well, I guess he won't have to come next year. Yeah. And they're like, oh, no. Never mind.
Yeah, nice.
But we just see it all through the lens of innocence and love and wonder, mm-hmm. and tempting to spin for our culture afresh this narrative of God became flesh.
Yeah.
And he became flesh to save us from our sins.
Yeah. There's some magic about Christmas that we always talk about, you know, and even if we don't really know what magic is, it's not necessarily magic with like wands and cloaks and,
right.
you know, cauldrons and things, but it's just, there's something in the air. And I do think our culture recognizes that and understands that. They just don't really know why, because it's not just snow or Christmas cookies or lights or things. There's something else that's just in the air around Christmas, and slowing down to really embrace and understand and see that. And then as Christians, pointing to the real magic of Christmas, if we want to call it that, the real wonder of Christmas, I think is a really important thing for us to do. And yeah, I appreciate that. Anything else that you would add or share?
I just think you're right that people are more apt to visit church at Christmas and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And so that speaks to the reality that people sense that there is a spiritual foundation to what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we as Christians should always be ready with an invitation to others.
Yeah. Christmas is a great time to be able to talk to people about why this season is special. Why do we celebrate it in general? And even asking them, why do you celebrate Christmas? Like, mm-hmm. well, everybody does. Well, then why does everybody do it? You know, and there's a lot of openings there for spiritual conversation. So it's great. Well, Jeff, I appreciate you sharing with us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
And we will see you next time as we continue our Christmas episodes. We hope this time has been an encouragement and a help to you in your own walk with the Lord. If it was, maybe consider sharing this podcast with someone you know and let us know you enjoyed it by leaving a rating and maybe even a comment. That'll help us gauge the helpfulness of our content and what might be encouraging to our church family in the future. Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more about North Star Church, head over to northstarfamily.org for all the information and to contact us if you'd like to do that. We hope the Lord blesses you as you endeavor to serve Him.
Okie doker.
All right.